Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
It is 8 o'clock on the Sunday morning before Thanksgiving. This is Nancy. You're listening to Memphis Undercover. Thank you, Pat, for another fabulous Broke Down Palace. Even if it was a repeat. I love that show. All right. This morning, of course, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. And so we're going to hear songs about feasting. Right now, Booker T and the MGs and My Sweet Potato. So let's move on and hear from Cab Calloway.
Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Dee Dee, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. As in the latke, matke. Chili con carne for bunny. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Share, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Come on.
lip, gobble gobble diddle lip.
Hey!
WYXR is cool.
Some live to eat, some eat to live, some live to get, some live to give. Makes no difference what you do.
No difference.
Here's a recipe for you.
Here's a recipe.
Throw a fine pork chop in the frying pan. Turn the fire down low, then man, oh man, let it simmer on down, down, down to low gravy.
Low gravy.
Throw a big fat biscuit in the biscuit pan. Bake it nice and brown. Because he bought himself a carload of biscuits and a streamlined gravy train. When your fine pork chop is almost gone and your appetite seems to linger on, keep it stopping on down, down, down to low gravy.
Like my cornbread in the morning rising. I like my cornbread when it's nice and fresh. I like my cornbread with a little bit of butter. Like them sticky fingers when it gets so wet. Yeah, mama, don't you make a poor man bad. Yeah, mama, don't you hear what I say. Your cornbread every day. Every day. I like to eat my cornbread in the kitchen. I like to eat it on the back porch swing. I like my cornbread in the middle of the winter. I like a little extra cornbread in the spring. In the mornings when I got 100 miles to go, I eat my baby cornbread real slow. And when it's cold and I'm out on the road, my baby's cornbread make me want to come home. I keep my baby's recipe a secret. Ain't had no cornbread like this before. Well, sometimes the cornbread gets sticky, but sticky's good in my book. I think I'll have some more.
Hey, mama, don't you make a poor man bad.
Mama, don't you make a man bad.
Hey, mama, don't you hear what I say.
I need your cornbread every day. Thank you.
to my baby making cornbread. I like to watch her fingers in the dough. Sometimes the cornbread cooks quick, sometimes it cooks up and slow. Mama don't,
yeah, mama don't you make a poor man bed.
Mama don't want to make a man bed.
Yeah, mama don't you hear what I say.
I need your cornbread, I need your cornbread, I need your cornbread. Say, mama, don't you make a poor man baby. Mama, don't you make a poor man baby.
Yeah.
I need your cornbread every day.
Every day.
Say, I need mama, don't
I need
you. I need your cornbread.
I need
your cornbread.
All right, music from the Band of Heathens and Cornbread. Of course, that is a big part of Thanksgiving in the South and in Germany. So that one's for you, Rachel, who, in her own words, made the best cornbread she's ever tasted last week for her German Thanksgiving. All right, we also heard from the Chanel Sisters with Low Gravy and Little Eva with Less Turkey Trot. Everybody Eats When They Come to My House started us off with Cab Calloway. You're listening to Memphis Undercover, the weekend before Thanksgiving, here with Nancy, and I am reserving about a quarter of the program to hear my traditional Thanksgiving tune from Arlo Guthrie, Alice's Restaurant Massacre. So, in the last part of the show, that is what you'll be hearing. But right now, we're gonna have some sides. Here's Candy Samples and Green Bean Casserole.
He's got a hearty appetite, my man. That's all right to say. He ain't no picky eater. I got the freedom to gourmet. But when it comes to that, he can't resist. Only one fine dish will do. It's that tested, tried, true favorite that gets his lips a smacking too. He loves my green bean casserole. French red onions piled on top. He loves my green bean casserole. Ain't no way he's gonna stop. Though I might make more fancy things like crepes and creme brulee. That staple from those church potlucks is here and here to stay. It gives me satisfaction to see the look upon his face when I bring out to the table the dish that gives me saving grace.
Thank
God bless my mama for the day she taught me how to cook.
That's right.
Cause my full man is a happy man, and now he's giving me that look.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what you think she's gonna do.
Well, I think she's gonna cook.
He loves my green bean casserole. French red onions piled on top. He loves my green bean casserole. Ain't no way he's gonna stop. Though I might make more fancy things like crepes and creme brulee. That staple from those church potlucks is here and here to stay.
I don't know about you, but I sure could use a recipe.
You take a can of cream of mushroom soup
and
and a half a cup of cream.
Just a half?
Stir some green beans in, fresh or frozen, and some freshly grated cheese.
Ooh, she put cheese in
it. A dash of pepper, salt, and Worcestershire makes for a yummy treat.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Bake at 350 for 35, and man, it's time to eat. Loves my green bean casserole, French red onions piled on top. He loves my green bean casserole. Ain't no way he's gonna stop. Though I might make more fancy things like crepes and creme brulee, that staple from those church potlucks is here and here to stay. That staple from those church potlucks is here and here to stay.
It means hide behind the couch, hide anywhere, because Flotilla, someone's coming. Stand up. If I say yogurt, fall down. If I say pajamas, get into your pajamas. If I say mambo, I mean chill out. What to say? Lose the pout. Tango, turn left and come back where you started. If I say goldfish, you're caught. If I say minnow, crawl around a lot. Bingo, you just won the door prize. Well, you can make your own code with somebody else you like. The only thing is, you have to remember when I say cranberry sauce, I mean hide under the couch, hide anywhere, because Flotilla.
WIXR.
Keep it right there. Don't move that dial. 91.7. It's your boy Willie Clayton. You heard me?
And we are back. This is Memphis Undercover. This is Nancy waking up with all this Thanksgiving feast music this morning. You just heard from Bob Dylan from the Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid soundtrack with Turkey Chase. And we heard from James Brown and Do the Mashed Potatoes. Plus, we had Mashed Potatoes from Dee Dee Sharp with Mashed Potato Time. And Green Bean Casserole started us off, followed up by the Cranberry Wars, you know, the canned stuff versus the real stuff. Cranberry Sauce from Fools of Yesterday. And then we had Cranberry Sauce Flotilla from Dog on Fleas. We'll be back in just a moment.
Support for the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival comes from a grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission, whose mission is to cultivate the arts for the benefit of all Tennesseans and their communities.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Old Dominic Distillery. Pure Memphis whiskeys, vodkas, and gin, all made in downtown Memphis. More information about Old Dominic and the distillery at olddominic.com.
Want to reach a passionate audience who loves Memphis's arts and music scene? Sponsor WYXR and connect your brand with the city's creative community. More information at WYXR.org/sponsorship.
And another thing I want to let you know, you have a chance to win tickets to see Billy Strings at the FedEx Forum December 6th or 7th. To enter, all you've got to do is go to tickets.wyxr.org. And don't forget, December 7th, the Raised by Sound Fest at Crosstown Concourse. There will be free live music from 1 to 6:30. And you can get more information about that at raisedbysoundfest.com. We're going to get back to music now. We're going to go to dessert with Jay and the Techniques.
Think about you instead. and a piece of pecan pie. And you, that's all I want, just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. Sometimes I get so hungry, think about pie all day. Just a little whipped cream, honey, I'm on my way, with a piece of pecan pie. You, that's all I want, just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. Just a piece of pecan pie. Yeah, that's all I want, just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. Now don't you call me key lime, you're the apple of my eye. Don't you know I'll be fine whenever you're by my side, with a piece of pecan pie. You, that's all I want, just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. All I want is you.
Save all your pumpkin pie. Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. Oh, won't you save it, baby? Won't you save it? Oh, won't you save it all for me? Save all your cherry jam. Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. Oh, won't you save it, baby? Won't you save it? Oh, won't you save it all for me? Save all your pumpkin pie. Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? If they ask you for a slice, well, you can give them some beans and rice. Oh, won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Oh, won't you save it all for me?
Now that
Graham Parker, Almost Thanksgiving Day, from his album Your Country. Pumpkin Pie from the California Honey Drops right before that. And we heard from Golden Smog and Pecan Pie. We started off with Jay and the Techniques, and that's dessert, but you are listening to Memphis Undercover here on WYXR. This is Nancy. You'll want to stay tuned at 9 o'clock because Brandy will be here with Putting On Airs. I'm sure she's got something festive planned for you. Right now, this is a long one, but I always play this on Thanksgiving. We're going to hear from Arlo Guthrie from Alice's Restaurant. Oops, it already started. And Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one. Till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage, and we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers, and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27, 8x10, colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice, and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27, 8x10, colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. You got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the, I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill, kill, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Didn't feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when I finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27, 8x10, colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. It stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench there. Mother rapers. Father stabbers. Father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one day was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there, and a hairy eyeball, and all kinds of mean, nasty things. till I said, "I'm creating a nuisance," and they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is, the Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here, sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant." That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again, and this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. Restaurant, accepting Alice, you can get anything you want.